Good Friday morning to everyone. It's been an exciting week, and I count it my privilege to be able to have been to spend each morning with you this week, hoping that the words that we are reading from God's Word will in some way encourage your hearts and just help you to aspire to try just a little bit harder to live a life that brings glory and honor to Jesus. Well, we're looking at Psalm 76 today. Again, God's saving word is prayer. And today's reading is a hymn of praise that celebrates God's universal rule. The psalm affirms that God's dwelling place is Jerusalem on Mount Zion, a city which God protects from enemy attacks. So let's go ahead and start reading Psalm 76, God the Victor. God is known in Judah. His name is honored in Israel. He has his home in Jerusalem. He lives on Mount Zion. There he broke the arrows of the enemy, their shields and swords, yes, all their weapons. How glorious you are, O God! How majestic as you return from the mountains where you defeated your foes. Their brave soldiers have been stripped of all they had and now are sleeping the sleep of death. All their strength and skill was useless. But when you threatened them, O God of Jacob, the horses and their riders fell dead. But you, Lord, are feared by all. No one can stand in your presence when you are angry. You made your judgment known from heaven. The world was afraid and kept silent. When you rose up to pronounce judgment, to save all the oppressed on earth. Human anger only results in more praise for you. Those who survive the wars will keep your festivals. Give the Lord your God what you promised him. Bring gifts to him, all you nearby nations. God makes everyone fear him. He humbles proud princes and terrifies great kings. And today's key verse is Psalm 76, verse 11. Give the Lord your God what you promised him. And so, you know, verse 11 talks about making a vow to God. Give the Lord your God what you promised him. And I want you to think about how do we at church express our promises to God? Now, we realize that there is no way that we can work to gain or pay for our salvation. But once we have confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believed in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, what obligation do we have, to God? Are there promises that we have made? And if there are implied promises to God, you know, what are they? Again, you know, we believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, and we want to do everything in our power to praise our God. And we know that Jesus said that if you love him, that you will keep his commandments. And so the question that I have for all of us today is, what promise will you make to God today? Again, there's nothing that you can do to ensure your salvation any more than you already have through faith. For by grace are you saved by faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But does God's church have any obligations back to God? Is there anything that we owe Him? Or perhaps have you found yourself in a situation where you truly needed God's intervention in your life, or maybe in the life of a loved one, of a family member or close friend, and perhaps you made a deal with God that if God would answer from heaven and bring deliverance for this loved one, that perhaps you would do this or that, in response. There's a question. What promises will you make to God today? And how do you plan to fulfill those promises? Let's pray. How glorious and majestic you are, O God. I praise you and honor your holy name and promise to serve you always. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this week. Again, keep looking up. Keep looking for your miracle. I look forward to seeing all of you in church on Sunday. And together we are growing and going in the Spirit of God. And we might be a little on the old side, but I believe that God can do great things in our church and through our church because of our faith and our faith in His steadfast faithfulness towards us. God bless you, church. We will see you next time.